what has been your greatest challenge? Like when you, as far as implementing Lean or projects you've worked on or things you've seen, like what do you see as the greatest challenge that you have faced? What either didn't work out or you struggled with it? Or
I mean, there's two aspects to this. One is like personal challenges, you know, things that have really challenged you from a person point of view, made you question yourself, that kind of challenge. And then there's been the, what you might describe as the business challenges. I mean, in business challenges, I've had to argue the case for not closing sites, manufacturing sites. You know, this is high stakes stuff. On two, possibly three occasions, I've managed to prevent the wrong decision being made about site closures. Though I don't see them as particularly challenging. That's just using my methodology and, you know, saying this is the way it looks, guys. Put aside your prejudices about British or Americans or, you know, this boss, that, you know, that kind of stuff. Look at the numbers. I think the job that I took on without really having any idea what the outcome might be was one where the client was a medical device manufacturer, diagnostic kit manufacturer. They had some of the reagents, some of the products that they sold, they subcontracted out to a sole supplier. They were in Minnesota, if I'm right. And the problem was the contract came up for renewal every 5 years, and the supplier said, I want to charge you 40% more. So it was like, sole source supplier, you're going to have to pay 40% more. What the hell do you do about that? Because you're basically between a Dell and a hard place problem, because with 40% price increase, there was no profit in that.
Yeah.
But they're a sole source supplier, so you've got nowhere else you can go. You know, to do it yourself or to find somebody else would take several years, and that was not on the cards. So I was brought in by the customer here to say, how can we sort this out? And their first thought was, oh, maybe we can go into this supplier's factory, do some Lean on it, you know, and figure out how to make the stuff better so that they won't have to charge so much. That was the original thinking. But when I went there, and to be honest, I pretty much knew this before I went, but it was obvious that wasn't going to yield very much. There was no way that was going to resolve the problem. So it came down then to getting the supplier to understand what the supplier's real issues were. Why did they want a 40% price increase? I mean, it wasn't just pure greed. It was, some of it was simply risk, covering for risks. So they were about to embark on a 10-year contract. They didn't know what was going to happen in that 5 or 10 years. They didn't know what was going to happen to material prices, labor costs, product mix, all kinds of things, variables that might have changed that would change their own profitability. So they were basically hedging their bet, putting a big number in that would cover anything, and that was it. Sorry, guys, take it or leave it. You know? Mm-hmm. But that wasn't, they weren't aware of that. My customer, the main diagnostics manufacturer, they didn't know this. So when I went with them to visit the factory where they were making this, and so I used my own methodology, which I've just talked about in that book, in order to basically play all the changes. You know, what happens if product mix changes? Which are the profitable SKUs right now? You know, all of these things, to bring it out into the open. And in fact, at the end of that exercise, the on-site time, I think, was 2.5 days for me to actually collect the information. But we'd got to the point within 2.5 days of there being a general understanding that, in fact, they didn't have to charge 40% extra in order to cover their risks, which was really what they were doing. There were better ways of doing it. And we ended up with a formula that meant that they didn't charge as much, but they were covered if certain things went the wrong way. Likewise, the customer were covered also if things didn't go right for the other guys, you know, if they couldn't cheat, for example. So I was really proud of that one. And in fact, that's probably the one where my own customer was proudest as well. You know, it's sometimes the problem with being an outside consultant is you actually often don't know how successful you've been. You know, you actually don't get feedback too much. Mm-hmm. And the only way I got feedback from this was when you're talking to somebody somewhere else in the organization several years later, and they look at you like you're some kind of god. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, well, why are you looking at me like that? You know, and you realize it's because they heard this story about this thing that happened.
Yeah.
So that was a challenge, because I think mostly because I had no idea how that was going to end. You know, sometimes you know, and you don't know, then it's a real challenge.